We're holding the Mishnah on Samach Hei Amud Aleph. Ketzad Einaisim. So we were talking about the Omer. Yesterday we were discussing how much they cut on Shabbos. Either 3 sa'ah during the week and 3 sa'ah on Shabbos. That's the Rabbanan. According to Rabbi Shmuel, it was 5 sa'ah during the week and 3 sa'ah on Shabbos. And how many people were in the cutting process? According to the Rabbanan, it's always three. 3 people cutting, 3 people, 3 sickles, 3 baskets. According to Rabbi Chanina Kahanim, no. During the week it's 3, but on Shabbos, you minimize it down to 1. Again, all ideas, both of Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Chanina, even though we say in the Gemara, they don't necessarily agree to each other's din, but they're both ideas of minimizing Chil Shabbos, and we explain with the Karen Ira that it's not Mamish Chil Shabbos, because the Chil Shabbos amount is going to be the same, regardless of how many people do it, right? Or if you cut 3 sa'ahs or 5 sa'ahs, because you're still going to be doing other malachas to make up for it, it's just minimizing how many people are engaged in Chil Shabbos, or the amount that you cut also is in a rabbinic way is minimizing Chil Shabbos. But on a biblical level, the malachas were the same, at least that's how the Karen Ira explained. Okay, so Ketzad Einaisin, what was this procession? We touched on it with the 3 people. What happened? Shluchi Besn Yetzim Erev Yom Tov. The Shluchi Besn would go out on Erev Yom Tov. This is, normally we're cutting the 16th day of the month, which is the second day of Pesach, which in Eretz Yisrael is Chol HaMoed. In Chutz Laaretz it's really second day, Yom Tov Sheni. Fine. So that was the day they brought the Omer. When did they cut the Omer? They actually cut it the night before, which is also the same day, right? In Jewish calendar, the night before is part of the same day. So they cut it the night before, but they went before Yom Tov totally, so over a day before that, before Yom Tov, they went and they found grains that are suitable for this cutting, and they tied it together in order to make it easier to cut. So the Shluchei Besn would go out, find packages of grain, of barley, that are fit. They would tie it in bundles, and then the people that came to cut would just grab that bundle that's already tied and cut it the night before. Okay. And they would make it these bundles that are mechuber to karka. Now again, the chiddush here is that there was no, they didn't see any need to cut it before Yom Tov, right? The cutting it the closer to, the better it is, the more fresh it is. So they cut it, because theoretically, they can cut it even before Yom Tov. They'll just prepare, cut it, why cut it on Yom Tov? I mean, Even if we're saying it's not Yom Tov, it's Chol HaMoed, it's still Yom Tov. You don't do Melacha Chol HaMoed either, right? So they left the cutting for Yom Tov, whatever they could do before they did before, namely tying it together. But the cutting it, the best time to cut it was still on that day. So they cut it that day. We actually spoke yesterday, 2 days ago, that we were going with the Shitas that you could cut it even on Shabbos, right? Our Mishnah is going to go with the same Shita that can be cut even on Shabbos. That's what we just discussed. On Shabbos, you cut with less people or less amount, but you still cut on Shabbos. There is a minority view that holds that from the Tanaim that you don't cut it on Shabbos at all. If it falls on Shabbos, you cut it, I mean, you cut it the day before. But we're going again with the opinion that you can cut it both on Shabbos, and everyone seems to agree that on Yom Tov you're allowed to cut it. Okay, so you send the Shluchei Besn from the Shluchei Besn still go up from before Yom Tov. They make these bundles that are still attached to the ground in order that it should be easier to reap the next day. All the cities that were close by where they found the grain that the barley they're going to cut, all the people from the city nearby, they came to watch this whole process. Why? You want to do it with a lot of. Exactly. Same for the yesi, but the 3 people. Because you want to be mitzi from the libam, from the dais of the baisusim, that memachos Shabbos means the Sunday after Pesach starts. Whenever Pesach starts, wait till the following Shabbos, and then that Sunday is when you cut it, which is not what we do. We say the Shabbos in the context means the first day of Pesach, and we cut it the next day. So we want to do it as much fanfare and as much noise as possible to show not like the baisusim. Kedei, shei nikzer be'esek gadol. We want it to be an esek gadol. It should be a big esek. It should be very busy when they cut the Omer to show that this is when we do it. Once it became nightfall, once it became dark, the person who's cutting says to the people around them, again, this is all part of the matziv. Ba Shemesh, is it sunset? They say yes. Ba Shemesh says it again. And they say yes again, he repeats it. We'll see actually in the Mishnah a little further, he does it 3 times. It's like a chant. Is it nighttime? Yes. Is it nighttime? Yes. You're making a whole matzav out of it. Next, Magalzu, is this a sickle? Magalzu, is this a sickle? They say yes. Kupazu, is this a basket? They respond yes. Kupazu, is this a basket? They respond yes. B'Shabbos, when this took place on Shabbos, Shabbazu, he would even speak yes. Is this Shabbos? Again, obviously this goes like the opinion, like our mission that we've been quoting early in this parak, that you cut it on Shabbos. Is it Shabbos? They say yes. Shabbazu, again, and they say yes. So, Ektzer, should I cut? Now this is every day of the week, back to Shabbos or every day. Should I cut? Yes, cut. Then say yes. They say cut. Ekzer v'emer like ktzer. I'm just noticing now. But the other ones, he says, ask the question. They respond yes. Over here, when he asks, should I cut? They respond yes. You should cut. Over here, they don't. They don't say yes. They say you should cut. The idea of the is that it's more, again, more of the same. More of the same excitement. You know, when it's stomach question, you say yes. When it comes to cutting, you say cut. That's what you're doing. That's. Of course. What was the point? What do you mean?
He's saying, so he can't say it three times. He said, yes.
No. Everything he was asking, he asked three times, and then he did it. Whatever. Then he went weiter. So he asked three times, and then do it. So the point is that this they wanted to stress the word of cutting. That was the main point of this whole act. So they wanted to stress the word of cutting, that he said, no, let's go. Let's cut it. Let's do it. Okay? So even though Mishnah is saying it twice in order to save space, it was actually three times for each matter. And they said, they responded, yes, all three times. Why was all this done? Like we spoke out already. They said the cutting of the armor did not take place on Matzei Yantav, it took place on Matzei Shabbos. So in order to, you might see from their Shita, they made a whole fanfare when they cut it. Okay. Tanabon. Ilin Yemaya, Delilah Sadabain. These are the days that we cannot fast, and on some of these days you can't even say a hespit. So it's two different madrigas. Certain days were put into Chazal Masakin that one cannot fast on those days, but you still theoretically can give a hespit. You just not allowed to fast, right? And on some days we're saying you cannot even give a hespit, which would mean you certainly cannot fast on those days. So the first 8 days from Mishchayes Nisan till 8 days into Nisan, it took him to Mida. That's when the Tamid in the Mishkan was established, and therefore they made it a Yamtiv, so the Limispit, that you can't make a Hespid, and we say if you can't make a Hespid, then you certainly won't be able to fast on those days either. It was a celebration because of the establishment of the Mishkan, of the Tamid. And from the 8th day of Nisan through the end of Pesach, it takes of Chagid Shavaya. So that's when they won the argument against the Beisusim, our sugya, to settle the date of when Shavuos is. Again, you're counting 50 days from whenever you, right, from whenever you start the Omer. So, if you start on the second day of Pesach, it's going to be always the, you know, the sixth day of Sivan, right? If, however, you start, it fluctuates, you start from the Sunday after the Shabbos, if the first Shabbos of Pesach, then it can be anywhere from 2 to 5 or 6 days later. Right, like the Beisusim, and it fluctuates every year also. So we established the Chachamim won the argument. We're going to see in the Gemara what proofs they brought, but they won the argument over that time period. They had arguments with the Beisusim, and they won because in that time period they won the argument. So obviously it's funny from Yantiv itself is Yantiv. So Yantiv, you don't fast, you don't make Hespedim anyway. But the point is, from the 8th day of Nisan through Yantiv, that's when they established and won that argument. So those all become also days where our Girsa is Leila Mispid. We don't fast in those days. Others talk of the Girsa here. And again, I'm sorry, Leila Mispid means no Hespid, which we're saying means no Hespid or fasting. Others say, no. The Girsa should be just no fasting, but maybe Hespid. You could have fine, especially on the Girsa. Either way, what we've established basically is, now, from the first day of Nisan all the way through the end of Pesach, there's no fasting, and there's no hespedim. That's why people in Chalil, if someone's nifter in Nisan, they don't make hespedim. And what do we do today? We're noyig the whole month. That's why we don't say, because even though we're very particular about saying tachnan every day, we don't say tachnan in the whole month of Nisan, right? Because once you have rave of the month, from the 1st to the 24th, they're not saying tachnan, and you say the whole month, yeah, and then you have Yisruchag, you don't say tachnan. Okay. Now the Gemara just elaborates on this braisa. It took him to be dead lemisbid. From the first day of Nisan through the 8th day, they established the tamid, and therefore it became like a yamtiv, and therefore there's no hespedim. What does it mean they established the tamid? It means as follows. The tzdukim used to say that a yachid can pledge a donation and bring a tamid, which is a problem. The carbon tamid is a tzibur carbon, it's a carbon ayla brought in the morning and evening from the tzibur. A yachid, the pledge, I mean the tamid, is a steer to the whole idea of carbon tzibur. My dosh, what are they darshan? As a kevis echot tasa babay, kevis kevis sheni tasa babayim. It says one kevis in the morning, one kevis in the afternoon, but the point is, the lashon of the pasuk was lashon yachid. Tasa, you should do, sounds like any yachid could do it, so any yachid could pledge his own tamid and bring it. My hadu, what are the button? Win, how do they win their claim? Es karbani lachmi lishai. We think this goes on Rosh Chodesh, but or if you say the karbanis the morning, you say every morning. Es karbani lachmi lishai tishberu. It says you should be careful to watch and offer me this karban. It's lashon of plural. She kulam by mitzvah slishka. Tishmu means it should come from all of you. Anything which has to come from all of you has to come from the coffers, from the money of the tzibur, which is namely the money in the trumas lishka. That's the money where the machzor shekels gathered together and put in the shefers. In the trumas lishka, they took all karbanas tzibur from there. We learn from this pasuk that the money should be, for the tamid, should be coming from tzibur money and not from yachid money. They used that to dispute the baisusim, and they won the argument. It was in that 8-day period, in the first 8 days of Nisan, and therefore it was established because they won. They won the argument about the Tamid. It was established that that's Yom Tov, they should no longer fast or have misbedim in those days. From the 8th day through the end of Pesach, it was established the Chag of Sukkot, and therefore these are days that you're not allowed to give a hesped. Because again, we've spoken this out a dozen times, the Baisusa Mel that Shavuah should be when? The day after Shabbos. It should be the Sunday after Shabbos, meaning whenever Pesach starts, you have the first Shabbos after that, and that Sunday, or simply put, the first Sunday after Pesach starts is when you start the counting, when you start the Aymer, and 7 weeks later is Shavuos, which would make Shavuos always full out on Sunday, right? Whatever day you start counting the Aymer, that's the same day that Shavuos is going to be, because you count 7 full weeks, 49 days, and the 50th day, which is the same day that you started the count, is Shavuos. So they used to say Shavuos falls out on a Sunday, 7 weeks after the Sunday, the first Sunday of Pesach. Nitfalem Rabbi Yechon Mazakei. Rabbi Yechon Mazakei joined into their discussion. V'amr Lam, he said to them, Shaitim, Menayin Lechem, where do you derive this idea? V'lehe Adam Echad Shoei Meshiva. No one even answered him. Chutz Mazakin Echad Shoei Mefatfeit Kenek Dev Amr. Except for one old Zakin, who was amongst these Baisusim, who had a little bit of a chutzpah, and he said to him, Moshe Rabbeinu Oyev Yisrael Haya. V'yadeh Shatzeres Yamechari. Moshe Rabbeinu, look at this logic. He loved the Kali Yisrael, and he knew that Shavuos is only a 1 day Yom Tov. Kali Yisrael, you know, Sukkot, Pesach, they get these 7 day Yom Tov. Sukkot, you get an 8th day even, right? I'm talking about even in Eretz Yisrael, forget about Chutz Lartz, you get an 8th day, right, because of Shemini Atzeres. So Moshe Rabbeinu loved Kali Yisrael, and he said, Sukkot, Shavuos is only 1 day Yom Tov. Amav v'tiknei achar Shabbos, k'dei she yisol m'angin shnei yamim. So he went, that was Masakin Shavuos, to be always on a Sunday. Benji's like Mizvar. He went to the Sakin Shavuos on a Sunday in order that he should have always 2 days of Yom Tov, 2 days together of Yom Tov. So obviously that's the whole idea is complete apikorsis for the simple reasons that we always say Maisha, we know Maisha gave us the Torah from Hashem. He transmitted the Torah, whether it's Torah Shavuot Chasav, Torah Shavuot Peh. He taught us what Hashem, but Maisha is a Yev Yisrael. And Maisha decided what's better for Klal Yisrael, Chas V'Shalom. Maisha received the Torah from Hashem and gave it to Klal Yisrael. Maisha didn't decide anything. Kara, I mean, he actually decided, I shouldn't say that, he did decide, he did do three things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was masking to him, right? We have that, right? He delayed Matan Torah by a day, right? But the point is, to say that Moshe decided when Shavuos is, and because of his reasoning, is that because it's Karl of Mikra, Zeh, Achar Asur Yeh Mechirv Der Chaseyer. So Rebbe Mizaki, to rebut this Taina, he said, it says, it took 11 days from Chayrif to get Ad Kadesh Barnea is under the pasuk, right? Ad Kadesh Barnea, to get to Kadesh Barnea. So they could have essentially traveled from Chayrib, which is where Hasinai was, to Kadesh Barnea, which is the area right near Eretz Yisrael. You know how long it could have taken? It could have taken them just 11 days. It could have taken them from 11 days to get from Hasinai to right near Eretz Yisrael. How long did it take them? 40 years, very good. So says the Gemara Tapas Amachem Beis. V'im Meisha Rabbeinu Oyev Yisrael says Rabbi Chaim Zakeh, if Meisha loves the Jews so much, Meisha Oyev Yisrael Haya, Lam Yichron Bar Mitzvah Amar Mishana. An 11-day trip took them 40 years. If you love them so much, why do you let that happen? Obviously, it's a silly taina because it happened because they are punished because it's an avera. They had to be there. You know, it was a silly taina. His point just was, you give me a silly taina, I'll give you back a silly taina. What? Yeah, just saying, give me a silly taina. Meisha's not making up the Yom Tov to begin with. You give me a silly taina, I'll give you a silly taina back. Meisha Rabbeinu loves Kali, so why do you let them be in the midst 40 years? Okay, obviously it's Shtusim. Amar Lai, so the Baisusim said back, Rabbi B'kachat Betrani, that's the type of argument you're giving me. He didn't even argue on the logic. He said, seriously? Amar Lai, so Rabbi said back, Rabbi Yechon said back, I'll tell you the taina. Shaita, Filete Torah Shlema, Shalanu, Kesich B'teil Shalchem, should our perfect Torah not be compared to your foolish discussions, meaning your discussions is worthless. It's not even worth a conversation. But our Torah does have a proof, so therefore I'll give you the proof anyway. Now we're going to have in this on this Amud, and really coming up, it goes into the next Amud, we're going to have multiple different proofs that Shavuos is Taka, or both, that the Emer starts on the second day of Pesach, and Shavuos is therefore 7 weeks after the 16th of Nisan, yes, and not from the first Sunday. Shavuos does not always fall on a Sunday, and Shavuos is essentially not 7 weeks from that first Sunday of Pesach. Here's proof number one. Here's Rabbi Yechon's proof. Kaz vechanemer tis b'chamishim says count 50 days. Kaz vechanemer shavu shabbos tibim tiana. One pasuk says count 50 days. It describes the count in terms of days. Now you do weeks, right? Meaning that lashon of 50 days takes away any notion of starting on a Sunday, which is where we're coming from. The Baisusim, sorry, we're coming from about the Sunday business. Counts 50 days. Kaz vechanemer taka shavu shabbos tibim tiana. And one pasuk says count 7 full weeks, which would seem to be the count is a count of weeks taka. Which would sound like it should say on a Sunday. Ha-ketzad. So you have conflicting psukim. Does it start on Sunday or not? So simple, answer simple. Kam b'yemtiv shechalis b'shabbos. Kam b'yemtiv shechalis b'yemtiv shabbos. When Pesach falls out on Shabbos, it's taka 7 full weeks. You're right, there are times where it's 7 weeks. Meaning, you're not wrong that it could fall out that Shavuos on a Sunday and the Omer starts on Sunday. When's that? When Pesach falls out on Shabbos. So the next day is Sunday. But other than that, you just count days. So is Deek is focused on the fact that Torah differentiates between counting days and counting weeks. And therefore, when you're counting the weeks, so to speak, when you start from a Sunday, when Pesach falls down on Shabbos, otherwise you count days. So that, meaning otherwise you count days because you always, the consistent thing is you're always starting from the second day of Pesach. That's his raya. The Rambam brings in parentheses, is just a way to remember the next 3 or 4 rayas. Now, Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar Eimer, Einet Tzarech, Harei Eimer Tisbach. You don't need that raya. I have a different raya. Set the Pesach Tisbarlach. You should count for you. Sphere to be bezdin. It's a sphere that counts by you. There's a fundamental difference. Counting from a date of the month is a counting that's totally in bezdin. Why? Because who establishes the month? Bezdin establishes when the new month is, right? It's always 29, 30 days, but fine. But they're consistently establishing how big the month is. And then when you have Iber month, when you have Iber Chayit, Iber Hashanah, a full extra month in the year, like we have this year, right? So that's all totally in bezdin. Days of the week, you don't need any bezdin for that. It's been going on since the time of creation. It's called, the word our Gemara is going to use, the word our Gemara uses next line, and later on in the daf, is Shabbos Bereishis. It just means Shabbos. But the 7 days of the week is the 7 days of creation. If it's like the Beis Hussam said, that you count it based on Sunday, so it's something to do with the calendar, it's not Tisper Lach, it's not your counting, it's you don't need Bezdin's involvement, you don't need mankind's involvement, it's simply counting the regular days of the week. Okay. Says the Gemara, Tisbach Sphere Tuli Bezin, Sphere that's counted in Tully Bezin. She made in the Chadish, the Bezin also in the Chadish Chadish, the Merchus Shabbos, Merchus Yantiv. Therefore, Merchus Shabbos has to be Merchus Yantiv because that's Tully in Bezin's count. Yatz the Shabbos Bereshus, she's Sphere Yatz B'chol Adam, that comes to exclude Shabbos Bereshus, where the count is known to everyone. You don't need any instruction of Bezin. I'm just thinking now, while I'm reading this, I'm sure someone asked the question, maybe Taisvis, that, again, I'm not coming to defend the Beisusim, but, you could explain the quote according to them also. Why? They're not saying you just count any random Sunday. They're saying you count from the first Sunday after Pesach. So when does Pesach start? That's totally in the Chumim. So you still need a Tisbar Lach to get to the Beis Hussam's count also. So meaning, even if you're counting Shabbos Bereishis, it's not a steer to the Pasuk of Tisbar Lach. L'chaira, I'm not sure why that's not a simple taina according to why the Beis Hussam can answer. Okay. Rabbi Shua Emer, we'll leave it as a question for now. Rabbi Shua Emer, maybe I'm missing something, Pasha. Amr Teira, Mani Yamim, V'Kadosh Chaydish. Count 29 days, and be M'Kadosh to Chaydish. Mani Yam, M'Kadosh Atzeres. Count 50 days, and be M'Kadosh, really 49 days, the 50th day, is be M'Kadosh Shavuos. Shavuos is the 50th day. Ma Chaydish Samach L'Biyasei Nikr. Just like when you count a month, it's Nikr close to the new month, because you obviously have, we discussed this yesterday, you have the new sighting of the new month, the new moon is sighted, therefore you know the new month is coming. So to Shavuos, the beginning of the count, it's clearly identifiable when it's happening. If you say that Shavuos falls out on a Sunday, how are you going to say that it is nicker beforehand? Why? The point is because if you tell me that you start counting the Omer on the 16th of Nisan, and Shavuos 50 days later, it's like we say, it comes out on Vav of Sivan, so we know. So again, sorry about that. So if it's from the 16th of the month, then it's Nikr every year when Shavuos is going to be. But if it's from the first Sunday after Shabbos, it could fluctuate between 4 or 5 or 6 days when Shavuos is, and therefore it's not called Nikr. That's a Bishuos Raya that against the Beisusim. Reb Shmuel Eimer, Amar Teira, Havi Eimer Pesach, Shteilechem Atzeres. The Torah says, bring the Eimer on Pesach and bring the Shteilechem, two breads on Shavuos, Malal and Regel Tichilos Regel, Afkan Regel Tichilos Regel. It's very good. It says, bring the two breads on Shavuos compared to bringing the Eimer on Pesach. On Pesach, it's on Yom Tov and the beginning of Yom Tov. Happens to be the second day of Yom Tov. Shavuos doesn't have 2 days. So to on Shavuos, it's on Yom Tov, the beginning of Yom Tov. Afkan Regel, Utchilos Regel. So I realize it's the opposite. Just like on Shavuos, it's on Yom Tov and the beginning of Yom Tov. So too, on Pesach, it's on Yom Tov and the beginning of Yom Tov, and therefore it means the second day of Yom Tov. Again, over here, one could ask a little bit of a funny question. On Shavuos, it's the beginning of Yom Tov, but it's also the end of Yom Tov. Since Yom Tov is only 1 day, it's the end of Yom Tov. Maybe it feels like the Beisusim. Again, either way, it's not like the Beisusim because they say it could be the beginning or the end. So it wouldn't feel like the Beisusim regardless. Rabbi Yudim and Beseira, Eimer, Nemar, Shabbos, Lamal, Nemar, Shabbos, Lamata, Malachan, and Regal, Tchilos, Regal, Samachla, Afkan, Regal, Tchilos, Regal, Samachla. Very similar ideas, Rabbi Shmuel. The main difference is Rabbi Shmuel is learning from the comparison of bringing Eimer and bringing Shnei Lechem. And Rabbi Yudim and Beseira is learning from the comparison of says the word Shabbos, Lamala. And the word Shabbos, Lamata, just like over there, where it says Shabbos, it's talking about Yom Tov and the beginning of Yom Tov. So too by Shavuos. So too by Pesach when it says the word Shabbos. Tisbruch Hamishimayim by both. So too by Pesach it says Tisbruch. I'm sorry, Memachas Shabbos by both. So too by Pesach it means the beginning of Yom Tov and it means the beginning of Yom Tov. It means the second day of Yom Tov. Okay, Tanarabon. Usfartim lechem shdei sfir lechal echav echad. Says the passage, count for yourselves. That means each person should be counted. There's actually a big machleik is what this means, and it makes a difference in lachal ma'isa. Either it means each person should count, which means you cannot be yates with somebody else. Which we know if someone gets lost for the counting, for the brachas, we say, listen to someone else and have a bracha, because the other goes like the other pshat we're going to say. But according to the Sad, every person, unlike other mitzvah, we have Shemei Kaina, no Shemei Kaina on this mitzvah. That's one taich. The other taich is no. It means, it's not a, like Kiddush HaChodesh, a bezin does it, so sphere, bezin does it. It means it's a mitzvah on each individual. But avada, an individual could be yetzi, like any other mitzvah, with Shemei Kaina, with somebody else, according to the second pshat. Okay. Means the second day of it means Sunday, like the Beisusim says. So now we're going to see a couple of rayas again, not like the Beisusim. It says count 50 days. The count should always be 50 days. If you count from the Sunday of Shabbos, meaning the first Sunday after the Shabbos, and Pesach starts, sometimes 51 days, sometimes 52, it can be as much as 56 days, meaning from when Pesach starts, from the 16th, right? If Pesach starts on a Shabbos 1 year, then according to the Beisusim, according to everyone, on Sunday you start to count, right? Because Sunday is the first Sunday and it's the second day of Pesach. But a Pesach ends up being on a Friday, all of a sudden you're adding another day. According to the Beisusim, it's going to be 51 days as compared to the year when Pesach falls on Shabbos. And if it goes all the way back to Sunday, it could be as much as 56 days, right? Whereas, according to us, the way we go, it's always 50 days because you're always counting from the 16th. Rabbi Yudim Vizeir Eimer, and it's Sarek, you lead that right on top of Zamach Vav Manalev. Hario Eimer, it says, Svir Tisperlach, you should count for you. Svir Tli Bebezdin, this is the right we spoke of before. Yet Shabbos Bracious, Svir Asbuch Adam, it's a counting of Tolian Bezdin, namely the day of the month, which is the 16th, not one which is Tolian a Sunday, which is, you know, standard, you don't need Bezdin for that. Rabbi Yudim Vizeir Eimer, Merchus Yom Tev, Merchus Shabbos means the day after Yom Tev, the day after Pesach. Ah, time Merchus Yom Tev doesn't mean the day after Pesach, the first day of Pesach, 16th of the month. Ayin El Merchus Shabbos Pesach means the Sunday, like the Beisusim say. Amrit, you'll tell me, V'chinem Merchus Shabbos Pesach Pesach, does it say the words the Sunday during Pesach? It doesn't say the words either. So according to Beisusim, good it means Sunday. Which Sunday? V'alei Nemer Ella Memachas Shabbos. It says the day after Shabbos. Which Shabbos? The Chol Shana Kul Mei Shabbos. Is it 52 Shabbos in the year, or depends on the calendar year in Hebrew? It could be. It's less. It's either 50, 51 in the year of leap year. It's 54. It's more exact. Yeah, 54. Okay. Say a Badak Ezer Shabbos. Figure out which Shabbos it is. So if it means Pesach, it's very good. The day after Pesach, the first day of Pesach. But if it means Shabbos Tam, who told you it's the first Shabbos of Pesach? Who told you? Okay. I mean, the Beisusim will tell you again. We're talking about from when Pesach starts, that first Shabbos. V'ayid, but he's saying the ma'aseh is not clear. It's not indicative. V'ayid, another proof from Rabbeisi. Nemar Shabbos Lamata, Nemar Shabbos Lamala. Malal and regular chilas regular. This is the same proof we had before. I'm a base. Afkan regular chilas regular. It says the word Shabbos by both. Just like here is the beginning of Yom Tov Shavuos and by the Shteilechem, it's the beginning of Yom Tov, beginning of Shavuos. Afkol regular Afkan. So it's by Pesach. It's the beginning of Yom Tov. And one final Raya Shimon Lazo Emer. Kasev Echad Emes Sheshes Yom Techel Matzis. 6 days he matzis. Kasev Echad Emes Shivus Yom Techel Matzis. Beautiful taina. Masdechelu. It says 7 days he should eat matzis, and it says 6 days he should matzis. Which one is it? What's the difference between 6 and 7 days? Ha Ketzad Matzis Shiat Yechel. Beautiful. 7 days, you could eat matzah, for sure. But only 6 days could you eat from chadash, the new grain. Because when you bring the Omer, on the 16th of Pesach, on the 16th of Nisan, second day of Pesach, is a raya that you bring on the 16th of Nisan. The Bryce didn't continue, but we'll pick it up from here tomorrow. Just a quick halacha. So there's a shaila discussion if b'zman hazeh, svir is deraisa. Rama maintains that the mitzvah svir is Omer, discussion today is biblical, even b'zman hazeh. Most of the places will b'zman hazeh. There's no carbon aimer. If there's no carbon aimer, the count is also not deraisa. Big nafkamina is it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch that one should count preferably after tzeis. Those who are metaktik and mitzvahs count after tzeis. We're not makab usually. We don't count. We count shortly after shkia. We ate 20 minutes for ma'ariv. Sometimes over here we wait a little longer for ma'ariv during sefira, but not much longer. And we count. It's before tzeis, almost going to most shitas. I don't think we even get to the 45-minute line, right? Which we had for the earliest shitas from Shabbos. Maybe I don't believe you do, but we're not so machmir. The reason is because since we side with the opinion that pashta sphere is not as drabbanon. So if drabbanon, we're not so machmir for tzeis. But those who are machmir for tzeis, it's the reason to be machmir. The Shmur explains is because there is a tzad that sphere is deraisa like the Rambam, and therefore if it's deraisa, the on a deraisa we're machmir to wait for tzeis. Therefore, one should wait for tzeis. The Maisa, the Shiarim Abtum Balacha, he also writes one Shni Alacha that when it comes to Erev Shabbos, even those that are normally makbid for tzeis, for some reason, I don't see why, even those that are normally makbid for tzeis, and the Chashukh Nochas bring this, they don't have to be makbid for tzeis. You still have to be makbid, by the way, for long after Shkia. Not long, the B after Shkia. Meaning, if you make early Shabbos, you cannot count Sriya, obviously, till later after Shkia, but for some reason, Erev Shabbos, they're not makbid for tzeis. Have a wonderful day.